choice whether I learn my lesson in peace or in pain.
It's always your choice whether you...
It's not dependent on that person.
No.
It's dependent on my...
Exactly. And that's what I was just saying. If you feel peace about staying in the situation and continue to apply the truth in the situation, then but of course you haven't learned as much as you can, because you want to be there and you're giving yourself peace about being there. That's your decision. You're taking responsibility for it.
Because I'd simply have to learn that same lesson.
Yeah, but sometimes it's easier to learn a lesson with somebody else. So don't fall for that ego trick about just as well stay with this person because I gotta learn it anyway. That's a big ego trick that a lot of people fall for. If it's true that you're gonna have to learn a lesson so you can just as well learn it with this person, then it's also true if you gotta learn this lesson, you can also learn it with another person. Both of them are equally ways to learn. Now I don't know about you, but I know from my personal experience that there are lessons that I learned with other people that I couldn't learn with the person that I was with at that time. And I learned it faster by letting that person and letting that situation go. The main idea to keep in mind is that you're innocent regardless of which one you choose to do. That's what the course, I believe, is really trying to get us to understand, is that you're innocent. That's the condition of your being, and that there is no guilt around you making the choices that you feel are best for you for peace. So if you stay because you really want to stay, you're innocent. But at the same time, the other person isn't a slob because they choose not to, if another person chooses not to. And we tend to have, I'm not saying you do, but we tend to have judgments about that.
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I
yeah.
I have judgments on myself, and I have this thing like, Gail, you would just be kidding yourself,
mm-hmm.
or and you're not learning your lessons, and so my ego just needs to.
That's why I always ask people to take advantage of the length of time that I've had working with you, because I know the tricks. I know the tricks that a person's mind is going to tell them with the course in order to justify staying in situations, because I see it all the time. I've seen it, you know, and so that's why I try to just save you some time. And that's why I love the questions, because what you're asking me is a very reasonable question that I know that most people ask themselves, and that's what they think of, but they don't say anything. So then they get a misperception, and then they don't come back, or they don't continue to study the course, because they told themselves something that was not true. Like how you just said, you know, what if I want to stay in there and I want to do it? Well, if you're not seeing it as a sacrifice, then by all means continue to do it. If you're seeing it as a sacrifice and pain, you can still do it, but you're not going to enjoy it. It's not going to be something you give yourself peace. And remember, the course's primary goal is peace of mind. And I think that that's a very important point to keep foremost as you study the course. The course is not about maintaining special relationships or money or houses or cars or anything that we are about. It's only about trying to get us to a state of peace of mind so that we can hear our guidance.
And I'm the dreamer.
You're the dreamer.
I am the one doing this.
Yes.
I get to choose.
Yes.
I'm getting it more and more.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just kind of sucks because it's like hits me between the eyes. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. It
but
sucks
there have been some huge gifts by working through the pain. I've had some amazing gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have this, so thank you. That was
mm-hmm. Yeah, but would you also be willing to learn the same lesson without the pain? That's my question.
There's a nice thought.
Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what the course is talking about. It's saying there is no reason why you couldn't have learned the same lesson that you learned through the pain. Because you have to watch telling yourself that you need the pain to learn the lesson.
I do.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been telling myself that whole no pain, no gain, throw that one out the window.
Yeah, and it's one of the first ones we need to throw out the window that people are addicted. Because, you see, it seems kind of stupid to go through a whole lot of pain and then somehow not make that beneficial. You know what I mean? Like if your life is always a struggle and you're always going through a bunch of crap, it makes perfect sense that your part of your mind would have to make that helpful. It would have to somehow go, oh yeah, that made me stronger. And it probably did make you stronger. But it wasn't necessary. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that people don't learn through the challenges they give themselves, but I'm also saying this book is saying you didn't have to go through that pain in order to get to this realization. Are you willing to look at it another way so you don't have to go through the pain again?
And as to much get the as realization. I'd like to say I don't judge, the truth is I do still have a hard time with the whole not keeping commitments.
Yeah.
Type thing on myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't say I'm like not judgmental as much as I'd love to, but I'm having a real struggle with that.
That's okay. So. That's okay. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. As long as you see anybody, we learn it.
Yeah.
Susan, let me get you. Susan had a handle first.
I was just going to say, and sometimes you've got to back off and get away from that person to get your perspective of what it is.
Yes.
And you can't do it in their face.
Yes.
And then you go, oh.
Yeah. It's amazing how you can share with people how you've seen healings happen. And how you've seen healings not happen, and watch many times how they'll defend the way that doesn't work. Like that premise right there, where it's okay to separate to heal, and then you have people. They're not committed. I'm committed to having a healing with you. The way that I go about doing it is individual, depending on me and what would be best for me to do it. So I am committed. I'm so committed that I'm going to get back off of you long enough to see you correctly. I'm still committed. I'm not committed for my body to be sitting in front of you and we're hating each other all the time and attacking each other, but my commitment is that my body's going to be in your face attacking you, and that means we're committed. My commitment is to the peace of God. My commitment is to awakening. My commitment is to love between us. And if I have to get back off of you and meditate and study and read so that I can come back in your face in some sanity, you ought to thank God every day that I'm that conscious a person. But an unconscious person is just that. They're unconscious. So therefore, they don't know what they're doing to attack to themselves, except they know it's always happening. I'm upset about something all the time. Well, if you're upset about something all the time, there's something you're doing to upset yourself all the time. And that's the difference between a person that's on the path and a person that's not. You can reduce it to one thing. One goes, I am responsible, and the other one goes, I am a victim. That's it. Those are your two divisions between.
You're not showing your brother. You're bringing
them down on yourself. Yeah. And then the ego aside, extreme examples like the mother and the two kids, they got, you know, killed the other day by a hit-and-run driver, and it'll go straight to that kind of situation. It's going to always take you straight to the most extreme situation just to keep you from taking responsibility for your experience. That's what I think is interesting. You know, well, you can't tell me that they had a da-da-da-da. You said, well, you don't even mess with that. You don't even go to that level of even trying to figure it out. Don't even go there, you know, because you're just going to make yourself upset. If you're the average person, you're just going to make yourself upset. Now, how I feel about what happened, I'm responsible for that. I'm not responsible for what happened to them, but I'm certainly responsible for how I respond to what happened to them. That's what I mean by, you know, I'm responsible for what I see, what I see, love, or fear.
If we give it power.
Yeah, exactly.
If we make the fear real by giving that power, or the
love real. Yeah, that's it. It's amazing how a whole other world will come out of that one premise that you're talking about if you use it consistently.
Every situation is for just that.
Yeah. It's just another situation to choose.
Choose again. Mm-hmm. Choose again, mm-hmm.
Are you going to choose this time? Okay. 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 Are you going to choose this time?
That movie Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to choose once again? 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 You know.
Choosing a thousand faces.
Yeah.
But it's all the same. It's all love or fear.
And can't you see how what we're studying and what we're learning, it would be a lot more challenging for a person if we were all sitting here today visualizing how we could have a brand new car, or if we were all sitting here today visualizing how we could have a brand new romantic partner, or if we were visualizing how we could lose 20 pounds. That's why those classes are so popular. Not because there's anything wrong with it, because we deserve to have everything at a beautiful level, but they still don't have anything to do with dealing with the basic issue of what's going on with you psychologically that's creating pain in your life. And so the ego loves that kind of stuff. I've often said, if I took my teaching skills and applied it to the more popular things, there's no telling where I'd be today. You know what I'm saying? But I'm very conscious that it's what I'm teaching that's the challenge. But I want to grow. So I'm going to teach what I want to learn. And that's what every good teacher should do. It's like, you should teach what you want, what you really. And I want to learn how to have peace regardless of regardless of what's going on out there. I want to have peace whether I'm in a relationship or not.
Yeah, actually, that gets to my experience after my heartbreaking breakup 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was going through this growth stuff, and I thought, you know, I would have had to figure this out whether I was with Chris or not with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if he'd just been willing to work out the relationship, work on things that, you know, I could have worked this out.